You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
This is Jen BT from 104.3 Jams. I stand up for families like mine. My mother-in-law passed away from her brave battle with brain cancer. I know from my personal experience that cancer doesn't just affect the individual. It impacts everyone who loves them. So let's fight for strength, for hope, and for every family touched by cancer. We're in this together.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
11 hours down, 13 to go, and we just passed $400,000.
Yes, sir.
100% going to cancer research, over 1,300 individual donors. It's an absolutely amazing pace that Scoreheads have us on right now. And thank you again to Midwest Refrigeration. We hit that match under the wire there at the end of the hour, which got us to 400K. Very proud of the fact, you know, Rush MD Anderson was involved earlier. Hospitals in the area, Grody, are starting to take note of this event. And Loyola also wanted to get involved, which we were thrilled to do. So this hour, the match is from Loyola Medicine, the Cardinal Bernardine Cancer Center. Loyola University Chicago partners with Loyola Medicine to bring together physicians, researchers, scientists, and faculty from many academic and clinical disciplines for a shared purpose, developing innovative treatments, discovering underlying causes of cancer, and training the next generation of physicians and scientists. So we appreciate Loyola for being on board. Let's make those donations. $23 for Rhino, they'll make it $46. $45 for Bobby Jenks, $83 for Scoreheads, whatever you can afford. We're going to be doubling it up to $5,000 over the next 55 minutes or so. We have some amazing donation incentives as well this hour that we can get to in just a little bit. But joining us now on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon is Laura Oakman, a terrific talent in the industry, someone I've admired from afar for a while. Laura, thank you so much for making some time for us this evening. How are you doing?
I so appreciate it. I'm just so in awe of what you guys are doing. I lost my mom at a young age to cancer. I lost my best friend, George Scott, to cancer. I've lost, gosh, I think every grandparent who's passed away. My puppy, my favorite puppies who passed away. I have been touched by cancer my whole life, and what you are doing is just wonderful.
Well, thank you very much. We all do it for someone, right? Cancer has impacted everyone. I do it in honor of my brother Brad, who passed away a couple of years ago from glioblastoma, which is brain cancer. But you know, we're raising money for all sorts of cancer research here. You said your best friend, Stuart Scott, he was an inspiration to so many people. I'm jealous. I'm 38 years old. Watching Stuart Scott do Michael Jordan highlights was the peak. It was the greatest thing in my life at like 11, 12 years old, like staying up for that Sports Center and seeing him do Michael Jordan highlights. What was Stuart like? Because people talk about the cancer, and we'll get to it. But like, what was Stuart Scott, healthy Stuart Scott, like?
I'd be so sad if people defined him by cancer, because my Lord, he was so much more than that. But I'm going to top your highlight memories of Stuart doing Michael Jordan highlights. I would sit on the floor of finals and championship games and playoff games with Stuart, if it was at the United Center or if it was in Salt Lake City. That's when I met Stuart, when he was at ESPN2 and I was with the old sports channel in Chicago, and we were covering the Bulls back in the day. And we would sit and watch these games on a court as Chicago, you know, two Chicago kids trying to make it in this business. And I can just tell you, there were times where we'd sit there and we'd put like the media guides over our mouths and we'd look at each other and just be like, oh my God. And it was just never lost on us. We'd sit and say, like, let's never get used to this. Like, let's always be so aware that in the middle of watching Michael Jordan highlights, these are our life highlights, that we're getting to be a part of this. So I feel like whenever I see The Last Dance or any kind of memories of covering the Bulls, it's so selfish on my part, because all I want to do is remember what it was like to start that friendship with Stuart and be inspired by him and have the Chicago Bulls in the background. Mm. But he was amazing. He was one of a kind. I'm sure you're like this with your brother. I know I'm like this with my mom. There's times, you know, my mom's been gone over 30 years, but if I need to bring her voice back, I can close my eyes and I know what she would say to me in a time I need her. And I can't do that with Stuart, because Stuart never told you what you thought he would tell you, or Stuart would never, if I needed to hear something, Stuart wouldn't give it to me because he thought I needed it. I'm going to tell you what you should hear, or I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, but you won't want to hear. And his voice was like nobody else's. And so I never can kind of grab his voice from the air, because that was a beautiful thing about him. You just never knew what he was going to say and how he was going to either root you on or inspire you or kick you in the butt. He was one of one.
Man, that is it's certainly how it came across to his millions of fans that he was. And, you know, that ESPYs speech was so inspiring. And, you know, it gets replayed and it's got all those views on YouTube. And it was amazing. You were with him that night?
Yeah, I was with him. We were with a small group of his friends and his family. And I was really upset with him going into the speech, because Stuart and I would always read each other our favorite scripts. And so I'd get a call, let's say, before he would do a spoken word or a Bulls highlight. And he'd go, are you going to watch tonight? And I'd say, yes. And he would call me from the set and he'd put his phone down. And so I could hear him do it. And so we were always calling each other and going, can I read you this? I really love this script. Everyone thinks of Stuart with the catchphrases, but Stuart was a beautiful writer. And he was so into writing. And as am I, you know, one of the things we loved was always reading each other our scripts. And I kept asking for probably months, you know, like, read it to me, as he was writing it. And he wouldn't. And I was really was upset. Like, how could you hold this from me? You know, you've read everything to me for 20 years. And sitting there in the audience and hearing him read it live, or say it live for the first time, I got it. And he came off the stage and we were waiting for him. And as he was hugging me, he whispered in my ear, did you understand what that was? And I got why he didn't read it to me, which was that was his acknowledgement that this was it, that this was the acknowledgement of this was his Jimmy V moment. And he knew that this would be the speech that would be on repeat, that we would all watch. But I don't think he wanted anybody to hear that until he said it, because that just wasn't who Stuart was. Stuart wasn't the type to sit and talk about this might be it, or I'm on my last fight. He would have never talked like that. The speech was such a big deal to people who really knew and loved him, because they understood that it was so much more than a speech. He was in essence giving himself the eulogy.
Giving himself the eulogy is that's a wild concept. When it hits you that's what it was, and this is your best friend, as you called him. How did that, I mean, I guess this is rudimentary, so I apologize, but how did it make you feel when you realized that's what he was doing?
Oh, it was, such a punch in the gut, a punch in the heart, right? Like, it's just, I think, and so when I think about it, I think I blacked out because I had known him for so long and anyone close to him knew what a fighter he was. And so we didn't go down that road ever. And so for him to admit that, that was a real different chapter. That was just a different Stuart. And I know when Stuart called me, when the cancer returned, and it was, this cancer that took his life, I was in a closet and I was packing to go on a road trip for a game. And he said, "Are you sitting down?" And I said, "I'm not. I'm in the closet. I'm packing. I got an early flight." And he said, "Just sit down." And it was the first time that Stuart said, "I think this is it. Like, I think this is the one." And so that was right before all of this. And we had a conversation in the closet and it never came up again. That was it. It was just him, I think, finally realizing, like, I don't know how much longer I can fight this. So it was, those are the two moments I remember him being the most vulnerable, is that one time sitting in the closet when it came back. And then the SB speech, really understanding that he was preparing his daughters, he was preparing his family and his friends, that, this was it. Yeah. I love this time of year. I hate this time of year. I can't believe he's been gone as long as he has. I have an organization for women in sports, and I now have to, and I have a Stuart Scott scholarship, which I've had for about a dozen, since he passed. I've had it the whole time. And now when I have to have women apply for it and they write an essay about Stuart and a narrative I'll give, I sometimes have to now say they don't know who he is. And so they have to look him up and they have to do research on him. And that's what's so agonizing about this time of year on his anniversary, that I just can't believe he's been gone this long. And I can't believe we're at a point where so many of the young people, young journalists who he's paved the way for, aren't really sure who he is anymore.
Yeah. Marshall Harris was on earlier. He started the radiothon here and he talked about, you being a mentor to him and introducing him with Stuart and the whole thing. So he meant a lot to so many people in the industry and so many fans. And I guess I'll just get you out of here with this. And we really very much appreciate your time. We're talking to Laura Oakman about her connection with cancer here on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, as we've passed $400,000 raised in the 11 hours that we've been on so far. How are his daughters doing? I mean, he loved them so much. It was such a part of that speech. Everybody kind of remembers it. How are his daughters doing?
I feel like I was just texting with Taylor, with his oldest daughter, a couple weeks ago. And, it's sometimes I was 23 when I lost my mom around there. And I thought I was so old back then. And I was so young, but I still have so many memories, and the girls were young. And so I think that it's no different than me saying that people have to look him up now and they're not sure who he is. I think they're at the age where they still have these, wonderful memories of their dad, but they're still searching for the man that they miss and didn't get to know as women. So they are thriving and living a beautiful life. They're so smart. They're so beautiful. And I mean that inside and out. And that truly, for as much as Stuart loves SportsCenter, as much as Stuart loves sports and what he did, that pales in comparison. His girls were everything to him. I mean, absolutely everything. And so I think it's anybody who lost a parent understands this. It's, they're living their best life, but there's just such a big hole from losing him. And that's got to be awfully hard when it's also someone that is known and loved by so many other people, and you're sharing him with so many people, his life and his death. And I think there's always probably a lot of, I don't know, just a lot of mixed feelings with that. But I just know that he loved those girls more than anything. And I know that that would be the one thing he would say right now, is just how proud he is of them and seeing how they've continued to live their lives.
It's beautiful. Laura Oakman, thank you so much for calling in and helping us raise some money and donating your time and your story. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good luck the rest of the night. It's amazing what you guys are doing. So keep it up. And I'm just so honored to be during this big marathon. And anytime talking about Stuart is wonderful time for me. So thank you for having me.
Of course. Absolutely. Hey, we'll do it again next year. How about that?
I look forward to it. Book it.
All right. Sounds good. Like just booked
Thank
a guest.
You.
Nice job.
Already for next year. That's Laura Oakman.
Tell Merkin he's out. We don't need him. We're booking stuff.
Terrific reporter and friend of Stuart Scott. Jeff Passan going to join us in a little bit. Let's move some items here. We are at $407,000. Text CURE25 to 41444. Let's see. What are some things that we can move here before we take a couple of calls? Cubs on deck. $500. Two spots at Cubs on deck on the 19th. $500. If you want to be there, that's a pretty cool opportunity to do it. What else do we have for you at this point? Oh, man, I love this so much. I got to do this with my nephew, Jack. The Bulls Court of Dreams experience.
Oh, yes.
You get to.
I did it.
Yeah, yes, man. Yeah, yes. You get to play on the United Center court. So this is participation in an on-court scrimmage with other participants and celebrity coaches, practice jersey. You get to watch Bulls shoot around, admission to a pregame dinner with food and beverages, and tickets to a Bulls game to be determined for next year. But you got a son or daughter who loves hoops? How about you get them on the court at the United Center? $3,000. It's expensive, but it's not the type of thing you can buy. $3,000 donation, cancer research. You got to call 773-388-8270. 773-388-8270. You and a guest, Court of Dreams, playing on the court at the United Center. Then you go to the Bulls game. You get the food. You get the booze. You get the tickets. But the highlight is being on the court pregame. Playing. It was Swirsky against Wennington.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're the coaches, man.
It's very serious, it's too, man.
Yeah, they take it seriously.
And I'm telling you what's no joke is full court basketball on an NBA court game.
Yeah. These guys are good athletes.
Yeah. Just make sure you do a little bit of warm up, a light stretch, maybe do a jog or two along the way before you enter into this. But it's awesome. It really is.
773-388-8270. And by the way, if you're just like, hey, I want to donate, you know, a couple $1,000. Is there a Cubs ticket thing, or is there a meet and greet, or is there a cool experience? Call up Cubs Fan Services at 773-388-8270, and we got some really cool stuff for you. But we're taking calls right now. Who are you standing for? Because we also have a match from Loyola this hour that we need to hit, the Cardinal Bernadine Cancer Center. Rick has called the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the score. Rick, good evening. Who are you standing for?
Hey, Danny.
Hey.
I'm standing up for my brother, 45-year-old brother, Jeff Albrick, who we lost this past December. In memory of him.
So sorry.
Yeah, thank you. So just wanted to talk about him for a second. So he was a mainstay in the Wrigleyville nightlife scene. He was a really gifted guitarist. Some of these bands that he performed in, From Beyond These Walls, Death Pose, Roan, The Touch, and Lucid Ground. And for years, he, in addition to his passion with music, he was behind the bar at many places around Wrigley Field, G-Man, Trace, Metro, and was the biggest Cubs fan. But I wanted to just call in his honor and just, you know, really, really well-known and well-liked person of the Wrigleyville
absolutely
community. So, you know, Cubs for Care, especially with this rough Sandberg news week, just popped into my head that just wanted to talk about him for a second.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's therapeutic, isn't it? Talking about your brother and talking about someone like that.
Yeah, it is. So just for a second about him, he was, it was colon cancer, and he, when it was diagnosed a month before his death, and he was starting chemo and then died of some complications from treatment. So, something went south with his white blood cells and an infection, sepsis or what have you, but it was, colon cancer as the underlying issue. Just went fast, and, no, you can relate with your brother. Just happy with what you're doing, and just felt like, again, Jeff Albrick with a U, that just a really, really well-liked person in the kind of Cubs community, and just wanted to lend my support here for what you guys are doing and remember him at the same time.
Well, thank you, Rick. We appreciate the support, and I'm sure your brother would appreciate the memory and you keeping his memory alive. So thank you so much for calling. We appreciate
you,
man.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks.
Absolutely. And, yeah, if anyone doesn't know, we are doing – so you see, you know, at the All-Star game or at the World Series where they stop the game in the fourth inning.
Of course.
Last year, we brought that Stand Up to Cancer moment to Wrigley Field for the first time, and it'll be happening again on Saturday. So 40,000 people will be standing with their placards. You know, I mean, I got to imagine everyone will be standing for Rhino.
Oh, man.
You know, or so many will be standing for Rhino. I'll be standing for my brother.
Wow.
But it's going to be – all the Cubs are going to be wearing the 23 jersey. No names on the back. The blue, his favorite uniform. If you're watching on Twitch or on Marquee or you see the social clips, we got the Rhino jersey behind me here in the studio. But yeah, there'll be 40,000 Cubs fans with those signs at Wrigley on Saturday.
Steel ballpark, man. It's going to be heavy and beautiful at the same time.
That's exactly right. 312-644-6767. Lines are open. Who are you standing for? Tell us your story. We have a $23,000 match for Rhino that's got to carry us for the next like 6 hours. So we need callers to keep getting that money dropped into the bucket. We have donation incentive items, but you got to keep us company here overnight. We are relying on you. I know there's not as much local programming anymore, but we are staying on. We are staying local. So the Scoreheads, call us up. Tell us your story. You want to ask me, you know, hey, Parco, give me a Caleb take. You know, this is a little bit of a jukebox time here.
I'm here too at
this point. Yeah. Get Grody to tell you some stories he's not supposed to say on the air.
Bears,
we're doing
know?
It in honor of cancer research. So
yeah.
It doesn't even count. It doesn't even really count.
So wait, when the clock strikes midnight, though, so to speak, then are we then in trouble again? Like right now, we're under this immunity. We can say anything.
And that's how I feel.
Okay.
That's how I feel. But again, I don't really work here.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You're beholden. Holding to nobody.
I really have no consequences.
That's wild. It's funny.
It's a tremendous opportunity.
So you see even the big boss, like Mitch's bosses, and you're like, hey, what's up? I'm Danny. There's nothing you can do. Danny Independent coming at you.
I was like, what up, K-Dog? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what are you going to do? Me and K-Dog had a lovely chat earlier today.
K-Diggity.
Hey, man, not many people get to leave radio on their own terms,
right.
as we've learned here at this place in the last year. And so the fact that Kevin Cassidy, when I got the job at Fox, was like, you could always return, doors open, and we want you to still do the radiothon. Like,
yeah.
I won't be burning any bridges because it's very...
Yeah, not only you come back, you get all the shows for 24 hours.
Exactly.
All the shows.
An amazing opportunity thing, man. It's an amazing thing that I've been able to pull off here. So we'll take more of your calls. We'll raise more money. And my guy, Jeff Passan. I've been friends with Passan for, at this point, let me think about that.
KC days, right?
Yeah, I mean, but like early KC days.
Yes.
So like 2012, I want to say.
Oh,
so
man.
Going on 15 years, we've been friends.
Wow.
And
time to move on, maybe. You know?
Well, maybe. But he's like, I'll call in once a year because he works for ESPN. But he's like, I'll call in for your fundraiser once a year. So Passan coming up on the other side, too. It's Cubs for a Cure on Marquee.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Ian Happ.
My dad was diagnosed with brain cancer. And so that entire summer, my entire junior season, he was fighting brain cancer, and he ended up passing away after I was drafted in October of 2015. He was only 58 years old. And a strong and resilient and incredible human being, and the way that he fought every day with positivity, he always made it a point to make sure that I was continuing to pursue my dream.
My God, Ian, so amazing of you to share and talk about.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
Let's keep it going. $23,000 match overnight from our anonymous brothers who are super fans who believe in unity through baseball. They got inspired by the Radiothon, by the calls last year. We can do it again. We've hit our matches so far. We got to hit the match this hour from Loyola and everything that they do. It's tremendous work. We've got amazing healthcare here in Chicago. So, you know, we appreciate, Brain Up appreciates our working relationships with all of the hospitals that do research in the brain cancer world, but MD Anderson and the Bernadine Cancer Center right here at Loyola Medicine is truly incredible, and they do amazing work. And we are over $400,000, 100% to cancer research. Thank you to the Marquee Network for being such great partners. We're growing this thing every year. It's not just the Score. Today we're on the Score and the Marquee Sports Network. I've been going for 11 and a half hours at this point, and we are at $409,000 raised.
Okay.
So not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
Go text CURE25 to 41444. Go to CubsForACure.com. We will get back to taking more calls and hearing your stories as to who you are standing for. It's going to be an emotional day at Wrigley as the Cubs honor Ryan Sandberg, and we bring that Stand Up to Cancer moment to Wrigley Field on Saturday. But it's a special occasion, Grody. If the best reporter in the sports game makes his one call a year to the Score, my friend and yours, the best in the business, Jeff Passan, back on the Score. What's up, Passan?
Hello, Park. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, man. I've been going. It's, I got to stay with my radio roots. You know, I'm trying to be like you, cash these TV checks, but I come back once a year and, do 24 hours of radio.
That works out great.
Yeah. Okay. So they canceled the first show. They canceled the first show, and then they immediately moved me to another one. You know what I mean? It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine, right? It's going to be fine.
It's going to be all good.
It's going to be fine.
Hey, you're a TV star now. Cancellation is just part of the process.
Exactly, because I don't have that Big J journalism thing to fall back on like you. You could always go back into that growth industry of print and newspapers because the written word is thriving. How often are you writing these days? Never? Is that right? About never? Roughly never?
actually, my editor is here in the car with me right now, and as she can attest, I'm writing plenty. Thank you very much.
All right, all right.
Really, really, really appreciate you pointing that out.
I'm just messing with you.
I'm just saying, I haven't been canceled, so it's going great.
All right, fine, touche. Passing one and parking zero. No, whenever you write, you know I click on it, and often when you hot take.
Well, why didn't the Cubs get Mackenzie Gore? Are you writing about that?
Yeah, good question, Grody. Yeah. Good question. Why didn't the Cubs get Mackenzie Gore?
Because the Cubs were not willing to pay the price for Mackenzie Gore. It was a high price, but one can argue that with who the Cubs have in their system, they absolutely could have gotten him. The question is, what's the cost for that? This is not a particularly young team at the big league level now, right? Like, if you go around the infield, Michael Busch is, like, pushing 30, right?
Yep.
Nico Horner, not a spring chicken. Dansby Swanson in his 30s. Matt Shaw is young. But Ian Happ, not young. PCA, young and awesome. Kyle Tucker, we have no idea if he's going to be around next year. And so it's a matter, I think, of balancing the present and the future. And the Cubs just thought at the price that the Nationals were asking for Mackenzie Gore, that the Twins were asking for Joe Ryan, that they were going to put themselves in a position that, frankly, you can't balance both of those things without having that group of young players who's coming up who you hope is going to be part of the next generation.
So, you know, Jed Hoyer was on a couple hours ago after the deadline, and he said that the sellers did not necessarily materialize in the way that he expected it to. And, you know, the rest of the industry clearly agreed because there were not high profile guys who moved. Would you agree with that? Because it's convenient for him to be able to say that, but you kind of talk to everybody and know everybody. Would you agree that the sellers were not rational this year?
I don't know that sellers in a seller's market are ever going to be rational or should, frankly, be rational. When there's a lack of supply in the market, of course you're going to drive high prices. The question I think to ask about the Cubs is, with the team that they've got this year, with the ages of the players, is this a year where they should go for it? And here's the argument why they should have gone a little stronger. Because there are no good teams in baseball this year. There are teams that are just trying to play good every now and again. And this is as wide open a year as you're going to find. It's not very often, guys, that the Dodgers are going to be down. It's also not often that the Brewers are going to have the best record in the big leagues, but the Cubs have been there right alongside them or ahead of them all season long. So I think there's a fair argument to be made that, yeah, the Cubs should have gone stronger. The Red Sox should have gone stronger. There are plenty of teams that should have done that. But the counter argument to that, I think, is fair. Because there are no really good teams, doesn't that mean that a team that's got some flaws has the opportunity to go out and win the World Series almost just the same? And that because you have a sport in which things are such a crapshoot in the playoffs that it's not like the strength of your team is necessarily the thing that gets you a championship? I mean, 2 years ago, we saw a World Series between the Texas Rangers and the Arizona Diamondbacks that featured a 5 seed and a 6 seed, two teams that had like 90 wins. Last year, we saw a World Series between two teams with the Yankees and the Dodgers that were 1 seeds. October doesn't make any sense. It is like the trade deadline, irrational. And I think the Cubs looked at the landscape right now, looked at how the Brewers weren't, frankly, doing anything at the deadline either, and figured that they're going to be in decent position. And come October, they just hope that they get hot at the right time.
So what do you make? I mean, they made 4 moves. They reinforced depth. What do you make of the moves the Cubs did make?
I really like the Willie Castro move, actually. And Michael Soroka's fine. He's one of those guys who the metrics say should be better than he is. I tend to be more of a guy who says, who are you based on what you've actually done? And frankly, Michael Soroka throughout his career has just been okay. Like, the best he's ever been was when he shifted to the bullpen last year. But as a starter, before his Achilles injuries, he was just, whatever. He was fine.
But Willie Castro can play all over the diamond, is there for depth, which when you have a team that is as dependent on its lineup as the Cubs is, it's vital to have a guy, just in case someone gets hurt, who can fill in and provide 90% of the production. And I'm not saying Willie Castro's Kyle Tucker or PCA. He's not. But he is a legitimate everyday player who, if he is playing every day, is going to be worth three or four wins. And that right there is very valuable. And for the price they paid, I think they did a good job. But would I like to see him, or like them to see? Let's speak English. I'm sorry, my brain is melted. Would I have liked to see them get a better starting pitcher? Unquestionably. And I really do wonder if at the end of the day, guys, the thing that's going to bring down the Cubs in 2025 is that lack of starting pitching.
Yeah, I mean, that's been the concern. We, you know, we've also been pretty hyper around here about third base with Matt Shaw kind of having this, you know, classically up and down rookie season. Eugenio Suarez ends up going to Seattle. Add that to Josh Naylor. Oh, and Cal Riley as well. That's an interesting little scenario. And do you think the Cubs had made a real move for Suarez at all in all of this?
Yeah, I think the Cubs could have gotten Geno Suarez. I also think that Matt Shaw over the last dozen or so games, and I know you said up and it's hard to move off of a guy when he's in the middle of an up. Because what do you do with Matt Shaw? I suppose they could have then flipped Matt Shaw to go and get the aforementioned pitcher, but Matt Shaw is in the first year of a career that I imagine is going to last for a very long time. And to give up on a guy in the middle of an up-and-down season is the sort of move that the Cubs, that these Cubs, just don't make. This is a very disciplined front office, and you can argue sometimes a little bit too disciplined. But I think the way that they look at this, and I'm going to use this in the context of 2016, when the Cubs went and traded Gleyber Torres to go out and get Aroldis Chapman, they were chasing history, they were chasing ghosts, but more than anything, they were chasing the fact that they had a damn good team, and there was one very clear area of need. Is this team as good as the 2016 team? It is not, but is this team good enough to go chase that one very clear area of need? I think you can make an argument that, yeah, it has been to this point, and that they deserve to see just how good they can be, and that opportunity was hindered at the trade deadline.
What are the White Sox going to do now that they didn't trade Luis Robert?
Pick up his option.
That's the only move, right?
Yeah. We talked about this. I think it was on, the Baseball Tonight Live post-show today, and Buster only asked me that question, and of course he's going to pick up the option. Because just think about it this way. When a super talented guy is coming off of a bad season and goes into free agency, let's just generally speaking, what do you guys think Luis Robert would have gotten if he were to be a free agent this winter? Would have been a one-year deal, right? How much do you think it would have been worth?
Around what the option is?
$15 million bucks. Oh. And honestly, for that extra $5 million that the $20 million option is going to cost, you're buying the ability to give him a qualifying offer and potentially get either a draft pick or something else out of it. You're buying the ability to trade him at the deadline again when maybe he's coming off a much better season. But it's a risk worth taking when your payroll is as low as the White Sox is. And I don't think it's going to impede them from doing the sorts of deals they would do this winter anyway, when it's not like they're going to go out and sign a bunch of guys to large multi-year deals. It's not where they are in the rebuild at this point. I think the bigger question is how many of the guys on the team right now are going to be here in 5 years when they hope to be competitive.
Jeff Passan calling in, is one call a year to the score. What's the price tag going to be for Kyle Tucker?
I think the over-under is $450 million.
Would you put the Cubs as the favorite?
Yes.
Okay. I like that. All right.
They see what he's done. But I'll tell you what, guys. Owen Casey's still sitting at AAA right now, and he would look pretty good in right field.
Jed told us earlier, he's like, there's no reason we can't have both Owen Casey and Kyle Tucker. So I was like, because Lefty Slug is a valuable.
Pete Crow Armstrong, Andy in half, and Seiya Suzuki. The reason is because you don't have enough positions on the field for them.
Moises Ballesteros, don't leave him out of the party either.
Well, that's why Cubs fans are disappointed. It felt like there was a room to deal from a surplus to go win this World Series. Yeah.
I think that's a totally fair argument, and if the Cubs and the Red Sox similarly can be accused of anything, it's being a little too conservative at this deadline. But man, paying prices at the deadline, it's a really hard thing for teams that try to make good decisions to do, because deadlines are irrational and they create irrational behavior. But I'll say this, this year it wasn't the case, but the Dodgers have been very irrational at deadlines before, and sure worked out well for them.
Yes, it has.
Hey, what'd you think about Jed Hoyer getting the extension? Were you surprised at all that they did it in season, and we kind of didn't see it coming necessarily?
I was not surprised, and I thought it was very well deserved.
That's the thing, right? He is doing a good job, and Pete Crow Armstrong became a star. I thought it was a fairly obvious move as well.
I agreed with it.
Yeah.
I think if they let go of Jed Hoyer this winter and didn't offer him an extension, he would have had a GM job and a desirable GM job within a week.
Okay. So that's funny though, because sometimes they do these rankings of front offices and the Cubs don't show up. They don't even show up on the list. But you think that their reputation in the game is that it's a good front office?
I think Jed Hoyer's reputation is that he's very good at his job. Yes.
Right. Right. Okay. So gotcha. It wasn't necessarily what Jed would do with players or drafting. It would be that Jed Hoyer would have his pick of the litter, perhaps, GM jobs if the Cubs had let him go. So, or they'd have some leverage, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Passan, you're a good man. I appreciate the loyalty, even at the shot at the TV show getting canceled. It's kind of the bedrock of our friendship, ball busting and making fun of each other. So I noticed that. Go ahead. That's fine.
Well, I just wanted to say I'm really proud of you, man. What you're doing right now, raising money for this wonderful cause, you're a good person, Danny Parkins. And clearly being on TV has not gone to your head, but being on a canceled show has gone to mine. So thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Can I share something with you? Because I didn't understand. I would talk with Nick about it. I was like, how do people in TV, why do they get such insane egos? You read these stories, you see these things that they do. I'm like, it's crazy. And then I've worked in TV now for about a year, and you go into the wardrobe room for to get dressed for the show.
Sure.
And my belt is through the loops in the pants. They don't even want me to put the belt on myself. The things that they do to cater to you is so insane that I'm like, now I get it. I find it to all be insane. But I said to our wardrobe stylist, I was like, why do you pre-loop the belt? And she says, you're the first person who's ever asked me that, which means that everyone else thinks it's normal that people put the belt through the loops themselves. So I'm wondering, has television gone to your head in any way?
I mean, my head size has been 7 3/4 since I've been 15 years old. So I've had a large dome is what I'm saying.
I know. I said ego. You said dome. I know. I know what you were saying.
And by the way, I will say this. God knows that you did not have the biggest ego inside of that studio every morning. I'll tell you that.
I love you. Jeff Passan of ESPN. He is truly the best in the business. He can write. He can give takes. He can do Elmo voices. And he can report his ass off. Seriously, man, you are the best, and I cherish our friendship. Thank you for calling in, as always.
My pleasure, and good luck for the next 12 hours, my friend.
Thank you, buddy. Be in touch. That's Jeff Passan of ESPN, the best reporter. I truly mean it. Plenty of people will break all the news, but then also give the takes. Like, he has this ability to do all of it. He's really good.
That's it. No more Passan until next year.
That's right. Well, he works. He's not allowed to.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's it, though. Get it out of your system. Let's talk about Jeff Passan and how great he is and how great that hit was. That's it for another year.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right, we'll open up the phone lines again. We got Todd. We got Doug. We got some more people who want to call in. The Twitch mob is still going strong right now, which is amazing. So I'm chatting with the people now on Twitch that it's slowed down a little bit. We have donation incentives that are available if you're out there. Let's make some donations. Let's get some things moving here. You want a Matis Buzelis signed jersey?
Yeah.
$250. That's
okay.
773-388-8270. 773-388-8270. Let's hit that number from Loyola. Let's get the match. Four lower level Bulls tickets also available for $650. Four lower level Sky tickets with a signed basketball by the team. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
$1,500 from the Sky. $1,500 donation. You got a person in your life that's a huge Sky fan? Four tickets to a game in the lower level, plus for $1,500, team signed ball. 773-388-8270. Call up, speak to Cubs Fan Services. They could hook you up with one of those donations. 773-388-8270. We roll on. Cubs for a Cure on the Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
This is Melissa from Melissa and Austin at US 99. I stand up for my mother who lost her fight to lung cancer in 2013. And let's work together to help fight the disease.
To donate now, visit CubsForACure.com or text the phrase CURE25 to 41444. That's CURE25 to 41444.
Mark Grody, you've been moved by some of these stories. You just made a donation.
I was like, I'm going to text Cure 25. I did it. I hit 41444. All of a sudden, a screen pops up, says 25, 50, 100. So I just gave $100. And wow. It was that easy, even for an old guy like me. So, yeah, of course, I am proud and honored to be able to make that donation. And I think it shows, too, that, look, 25, 50, 100. You don't have to donate $10,000. Every single little bit is added to what we're going for and will go directly to help.
That is the idea. That's the idea of what we're doing around here. So we're over 1,400 different donors as well who have donated. Text CURE 25 to 41444. And I know we're not going to move a ton of big ticket items over. Maybe I'll be surprised.
Let's
do it. You can call Cubs Fan Services 773-388-8270. But there's a ton of big ticket items available for you right now. But let's also we got some callers on the line. We got David Schoon of Midwest Refrigeration who called back. David, you already donated the $5,000 and we hit your match in the last hour. Thank you so much. But what's going on? Thanks for calling.
Excellent, guys. You guys are doing such a great job, and I just want to encourage you. You know, I know we're at the halfway mark right now, so there's a little bit to go, and
just a little
way to go.
Thank you. I've noticed. There's about 12 hours to go. Yes, thank you. I can do that math, David.
I'm out of here in 2 hours. Go ahead.
Grody.
Yes.
Grody,
yes.
I want to encourage you to throw more skin in the game here. Like, we need a Dave the Cat meet and greet. where people can pay for that.
Oh,
I think that would be a great incentive.
Have we talked to our lawyers about this? Because I feel like 50% of the population is allergic to cats. I hear it all the time. Everybody's allergic to cats. So I like the idea of getting Dave involved in some way, shape, or form. But I think we got to workshop it a little bit.
Maybe an outdoor venue.
Yeah,
right. Because they're not gonna be around a cat if it's outside.
Oh, a play date.
Yeah, maybe. Play date. Grody, Dave the Cat, and Bears Questions in a park.
Grody is just in Harry Carey mode the whole time, just saying weird
it's
names.
Dave the Cat, like, spelled backwards, is Dave Martinez.
Now you're thinking, David. I like it. I like it.
Yes. I'm telling you, someone would pay big money for that.
Okay. Well, we will take it under advisement.
Thanks, David.
Yeah. If someone wants to call in and put up $1,000, I'll make Grody meet you in a park with a cat.
Absolutely. You can meet Dave the Cat. I might have to have him in the holder, and I might have to have you sign something for your allergies.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Because I know you're going to be allergic.
Thank you very much again for the match and the support.
You'd be amazing what a cat does to the dating pool. It really cuts it down.
Sure, blame the cat.
Fair.
Blame the cat. David, thank you so much
for making
the donation in your honor of your mother. We appreciate it, man. You're making a difference.
You're welcome. I love you guys. Keep going, man. You got this. This is great. I am going to stay up as late as I can and keep listening, and I'll be up early tomorrow too.
Thanks, David. Yep. You're the goods,
man. I know you donated some Bulls tickets that we're going to get to in the next 12 hours as well. We're trying to move all these things, but we got to separate things as best we can. But thank you so much, David Schoon, Midwest Refrigeration. We got to step aside again real quick. I apologize. We're coming back. We're going to bang through some calls here. So who are you standing for? 312-644-6767. Alex Cohen, one of the voices of the Cubs, is going to join us from Marquee. We're on the Marquee Network.
Nice.
It's Cubs for a Cure on the Score of the Marquee Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.